This episode.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
This episode is actually pretty cool because if you keep listening, you can sort of tell.
I think around the 32-minute mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say the 32-minute mark is when things actually ended up?
They turns they and got, it becomes, yeah, it becomes real.
They got real.
Yeah,
they did get real.
Yeah, yeah, they become real.
At a certain point on this episode, I think it's the 32-minute mark, but things did get real.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
I'm not quite sure if it's exactly 32, but it definitely is at some point in the show.
And it's about time, because we've been doing a podcast for a minute.
So enjoy this episode, everyone.
Later.
It's
Elliot.
Toda, Jake in the mirror here, sneering at your inquiries. Let me see, seize the cheese. Oh, geez, take a listen to submissions with their permission. This edition, I'm guessing we enlisting them our sympathy. We preserve their anonymity. They willingly look to us for affinity. Won't give them validity. J and A with mail today won't fail to say something funny. Don't be a dummy, yo, to you. Everything is money. If you're feeling lonely, don't hinder. Hop up on Tinder to find a limber chick in the winter with a bottle of liquor. No need to call, just text. No need for feeling, just sex. Let me see, what's next? Email us in. This is your last day, hope you wanna laugh at jokes. The shit is hashtag dope. I really think that this is crack, no coke. We laughing our ass off in this place. We crossing this podcast to outer space. Jocelyn has been looking for Ace.
Yeah, it's limitless. Email us in. If I were you, show at gmail.com.
Jesus.
Can we hang out, sir? I think you're the coolest person that listens to our podcast.
You want? I saved this to tell you on the show, but you want him to get even cooler? I'm going to tell you his name.
Oh man, what is it?
Vince Valentine.
Of course, the VV. Vinny Val.
VV.
Vin Valentine.
What if that's his real name? That's how naturally cool he is.
Dude, he was born awesome.
That was a great, great, great theme song. And this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me.
Excuse you.
Amir Blumenfeld.
And I'm Jake.
And I'm the hero.
And I'm your sidekick. Come on.
You are my sidekick.
At least mention
You're
it.
You're absolutely the Robin to my Batman.
I'm below you.
Yeah.
But you gotta say my name.
What a weird. You got offended, but you still want to be my sidekick?
Hey, come on. I'm your second in command, man.
Hey, let me hang out with you.
Mention me.
Talk to me.
Mention me, please.
It's funny because you're sitting on the floor right now.
I do feel below you.
How's it going?
It's chill. It's actually trill.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been keeping it trill. I really have been trying to.
What do you mean trill?
Trill is sort of, it's like true and real.
And not, so trill is not, no part of trill is chill?
It's, well, I mean, it's pretty true. It's pretty chill to keep it trill, I would say.
So trill is true and real.
It's like keeping it very real, extra real.
So wouldn't that just be trill?
No.
It's actually really untrill of you to dissect the etymology of
just,
trill.
Just please respect me. Please respect me.
Just know that I need to be respected.
There's a Jack Handy quote that I think was so funny. It said, a man doesn't just get my respect. He has to get down in the dirt and beg for it.
You were reading that Jack Handy book on the trip, or at least part of it, and it was, you told me one line, which was so, so funny.
Oh, my God.
Where he's, I mean, the whole book, you told me, is just littered with funny one-liners.
It's great.
He's like, growing up, I always wanted to build the world's longest bridge, but I was very disappointed to find out that someone already had done that.
Yeah.
He's good.
He really is. He's so good. God, he's so funny.
So, how does it work? This podcast, this show that we do. It's an advice show, so people email us their difficult, you know, situations, and we do our best to answer them. You can email us in yourself at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Should we get started?
That was pitch perfect, my friend. One note that I'll have.
That was beyond perfection. Just, I do have to bring up one big
perfect
thing.
Perfect, perfect. Don't change a goddamn thing. You're amazing. Here's my issue. Here's my live critique. And no, I don't have one. It's perfect.
All right, keeping it short and sweet.
Amazing.
Should we hop right into it?
Yes.
So this email was written to us by someone we'll call Banana.
Banana. We have run out of themes for the show.
We are moving on to Fruit.
Fruit.
This is a fake name. Her name's not really Banana, but we're going to call her Banana. But I assure you, this is a real email we received. We're changing her name to preserve her anonymity. Banana writes, my friends are falling apart, and everything about them is just no. I can't even come up with words to explain just how messed up they are. Relationship issues, family issues, school issues. Friend issues. You got an issue? They do too, and it's 10 times worse than yours. And they all turn to me for advice, then don't listen to me and cry to me again later. How do I get them to stop asking me for advice without hurting their feelings or ruining our friendships? Thanks, Banana.
Oh no. Nana. Nanner. I think you took a turn for the worse at the end there.
You just failed the friendship test.
You're asking how to tell your friends to fuck off? So you cannot help them? They're not your friends. And you're a friend to no one.
You're a bad person.
I think you're a rotten banana for this.
You're a brown banana.
You're a bad banana.
You're a mealy banana.
You're past ripe, and you're a downright dirty banana.
Or are you a green, sour, hard banana?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think let's say she's a green, sour, hard banana.
Yeah, because you're a mealy banana is like a mushy, sweet. At least it's a sweet banana.
I was saying because like now she can ripen. You can still turn this around.
Oh, that's also a very optimistic way of looking at it.
I think it's maybe she's just also green. Sorry, yours was optimistic too. Sorry, I got mad at you.
Whoa, I've never seen you get mad at me. That was so real for
What do you mean also? What were you optimistic ass? Oh, when you said brown bananas were sweet? Fine.
It's like,
I suppose.
We spent every waking minute together for 10 days and you finally snapped. It was only so long. You can stay with me consecutively for 11 days in a row, but on that 12th day, you just fucking lose it.
It would have been you could have said anything and I was ready to I needed to just narrow my eyes at you.
Was it on the show when I estimated that in like the last week and a half, since we slept in the same hotel room every single night on the road trip, that in the last week and a half, we've spent 11 minutes apart?
Yeah, I think. I think it. Well, we didn't sleep together every night. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Really quiet. Yeah, but I mean, we spent literally every waking moment. We were either together or texting as like to find out where the other person was so we could get back together.
It's very sweet of you.
When I fly home tomorrow morning and we are going to be. It's insane.
What's going to happen?
When's the last time we were apart for 2 weeks?
Ooh, good question. Never. And it's weird because when you're gone, I don't miss you at all.
Jesus.
It's one of those things like you're here and it's fine, and then you're gone and I'm better.
So.
What?
I'm crumbling. That's all.
What?
Yeah.
Just because I don't need or think about you when you're not here?
No, because it's better when I'm gone. That's what you just said.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Well, I just feel like a weight has been lifted.
I don't care if you don't think about me while I'm gone. You think it's better when I leave?
It just feels. I feel happier when you're not here.
You piece of shit.
Excuse you.
Is that why? Should I call you an asshole?
Trill out, actually.
Trill out.
Yo, that wasn't trill. You true.
For
you
real. True. For real, that wasn't trill.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it trill.
So what should we tell this meanie? I hope she's young because she has time to change.
Yeah.
But friendship is about people coming to you for advice. Also, you like this podcast, don't you? Clearly, you enjoy some level of advice giving.
I guess it's frustrating. I understand. I think she's frustrated because her friends aren't following her advice.
Oh.
So she says they ignore her advice, and then they come back crying, and they're even more upset.
Yeah. So what you could do is like give advice wholeheartedly the first time, and then be like, if they come back to you, you could be like, you know what? I already gave you the advice. You either have to follow it or not at this point. I can only help you so much.
Right. I think there's no – or you change the advice, change the way you give it. I don't know.
Or get more well-adjusted friends. I mean, relationship problems, family issues, school
you got an
issues?
Issue, they do too.
Yeah. Can you imagine having friends with issues?
I don't think I do have – well, maybe I do.
Everybody has issues, don't they?
I'm trying to think of like who – what friends of mine I like give advice to the most. I feel like I'm the one always asking for advice.
Right.
What do I do? What do I do? I'm a fucking loser, dude.
But who has no issues? Who has their life so well put together that they have nothing to worry about?
I guess like everyone always has issues. It just depends. Like our issues are relatively good issues.
Right. I'm These not, are like, good problems
yeah,
to have.
Like, oh, I hate my parents. It's like, I only hate my dad. And it's like...
Yeah, I'm not so extreme where I like hate both my mom and my dad.
Yeah,
I just
I love
hate my dad.
I love
yeah.
my mom
no,
so
I
much.
Know.
Mommy! You my bitch.
Oh my God.
I'm serious, yo. My mom's my bitch.
Jesus she, Christ.
She, yeah, she, oh, yo, you a badass bitch, my mom. You a bad bitch.
It's insane. this language that you use to speak to her.
She keeps it true.
I love seeing you be like, I love you, my mama. And then just like the glazed look over your eyes, you're like, she's a badass bitch.
She is a badass
I'm gonna
bitch.
I'm
going
to say
man.
That. I guess she's a badass bitch if you're willing to say that to her and she's going to be cool with it. You got to be a badass bitch to be called a badass bitch and not care about it.
Bad bitch is a term of endearment.
You love bad bitches.
That's my fucking problem.
You love bad bitches.
That's my fucking problem.
And yeah, you like to fuck.
I got a fucking problem.
You love bad bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's your fucking problem.
Yeah, it really is.
I love bad peaches. That's my fucking problem.
I love bad peaches.
That's my fucking problem. I love
damn,
bad
I got bitches.
Damn, I got bitches. all right, we're done with this first lady. Grow up.
Hey,
help your
hey,
friends.
Help your friends, but try to look at it from a more positive standpoint of they rely on you and they need you, and you're like the stable core center of your friend group. And if they're all fucked, then it's your responsibility to bring them back. You can do it. You're a leader. Believe in yourself.
That was bad.
All right.
All right. Next question. What?
I'm sorry.
Believe in yourself? Fuck off yourself. With that.
It wasn't trill, was it?
All right. Next question. Hey, guys. Oh, this one comes from somebody we'll name Cucumber.
Nice.
Ass.
Oh, no. You said the theme was fruit, and you immediately, the second thing you did was a vegetable.
And now we can't do a vegetable theme because today's episode is, I guess, fruits and veggies. And
or just
suddenly...
fucking food. Is the next person chips? Why don't we just... we'll ruin every future episode.
Oh, God.
3 episodes from now, we're just using people's real names. We don't give a fuck about anonymity anymore at all.
Bring it. You have a problem? Let's fucking talk about it. John Smith. That's not this actual person's name. All right. This guy writes in. Cucumber writes in.
Cuke.
Basically, my girlfriend cheated on me a year into the relationship, and I forgave her. But when I came back to think about it, I feel like I shouldn't still be with her and give her a second chance. But then my other conflicting thought is that I believe everyone deserves a second chance to correct what they've done wrong. What do I do, guys? Given the circumstances that she is one of the nicest girls I've ever met and truly a genuine person, I don't want to lose someone that special. Even if she was pretty fucked out of her face, should I forgive her and try to move on with the relationship? Or should I move on and try to let go one of the best things that's ever happened to me? When you guys said in episode 43, guys suck, I wonder if sometimes girls can be just as much pricks as guys are. Your advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks. Cucumber.
All right, Cuke. I guess it's incredibly rare, but sometimes girls can be pricks.
Mm-hmm.
But like only sometimes. Guys always, girls.
You think guys cheat on girls more than girls cheat on guys?
I think so.
Probably, right? Because guys think about boning more than girls do.
Yeah.
Is that offensive to say?
I don't even know.
It's offensive towards males, right?
Maybe, but
I guess I feel like girls are more interested in well-rounded guys, and guys
girls are
just...
more interested in cooking and purses. I swear to God, girls love purses, guys love pussy. Yeah. That's what's up. All girls think about is popping out babies and cooking turkeys or whatever the fuck. I don't know, but guys, yo, we're better, stronger, faster.
Jesus,
we fuck. No,
I didn't just say that. That was actually
That wasn't me.
The cool thing is that I didn't just say that.
That didn't.
But I feel like guys are more, you know, focused on physical pleasure than girls.
I feel like at this point we're almost professionals. We've had a lot of experience, at the very least reading a shitload of emails of people's problems.
Right.
And the vast majority of the cheating ones are from guys cheating on girls, so or like figuring out how to keep cheating on their girlfriend, how to hide their girlfriend from finding out, how to take their friend's girlfriends, how to swoop in and steal some dude's girlfriend. And no, every girl is like, should I ask this guy for his number? Should I ask him out on a date?
How do I know if he's really cool? How do I know if he's awesome to me?
So yeah, no, guys do suck, but also, sir, Cucumber, your girlfriend sucks. She sucks. She shouldn't have cheated on you.
Yeah, I just like that she's like, this girl cheated on me, but she's the nicest girl in the world. She's the nicest girl I've ever met. You should probably meet nicer girls, because there are girls that are, if you can imagine, so nice they wouldn't cheat on you.
Yeah, but I do. I feel for her.
Yeah, because you've cheated on people before.
He was like, she was drunk.
Right.
I'm tired of that bullshit of being like, oh no, like being drunk is not an excuse. Yeah. I only do stupid shit when I'm drunk.
Well, you get drunk 5 nights out of the week, so that's not an excuse.
Fuck, come on. Like, that's not an excuse. Like, oh, Jake, you dance like an idiot. I was drunk. Yes, that's the excuse.
Yeah,
Jake, you made
fine.
Out with a stranger. Yes, I was drunk. That's right. My excuse. Of
but
course.
Cheat.
I'm dumb when I'm drunk.
Right, but you can't cheat on someone and be like, I was dumb when I'm drunk. You know, when I drink,
yeah,
I get
you
crazy.
You can. You are. You're dumb. You make bad decisions.
Right.
Everybody makes bad decisions when they're drunk.
But that's not an excuse.
It is an excuse. It's a reason that I did that.
I guess it's a really bad excuse.
It's a bad excuse, but it's a goddamn excuse. No, it's valid, too.
No, it's not.
The drunker I get, the stupider shit that I'll do.
Yes.
I will do things that like that make no sense.
Right.
So why is that not an excuse?
Because if
I was drugged,
you're drugged.
I was
drugged yourself.
Yeah. So, but if I
you're like, oh, the, I didn't really, you're acting I didn't like, really cheat on you. What I did was drink this magic potion that allowed me to do it.
Yeah. But that's the thing. If somebody like slipped me something in my drink that made me fucked up and do something stupid, no one would blame me. But it's just because I drank the drug myself.
Bit.
Is that why?
Yeah, I mean,
because I drank
both.
The poison.
It's both.
Because I drank the potion.
I've been drunk.
Is my fault for drinking the potion?
Yeah, it is.
I don't really know my limits sometimes. So I had some extra sips of the potion, and it made me do something dumb.
Well,
that's not on me.
This is the weakest thing I've heard. You asshole.
Your Honor.
No. It was me. But what I did was have a few drinks. So you can't blame me. Yes, I can.
Yes, no, you can't.
Fucked up. It's so wrong. I've never disagreed with you more.
You think
when you get drunk, that gives you carte blanche access to do whatever you want? Because
I think
it makes
me a different person. I think when I'm drunk, I'm a different
person. Sure, I think so too. But I don't think
there
that.
There you go. I'm under
Holy
the influence.
Shit, I'm going to punch you.
They call it under the influence of alcohol. That means alcohol is influencing my decisions.
Okay, this is how dumb that sounds to me. It's like if you get pulled over drunk because you like hit someone, you'd be like, I don't know what happened. I was drunk. Like, I didn't hit him sober. I was drunk when I did it. Isn't that fine? You know what? Yeah, I guess it is fine because you were drunk.
No, you should never get in the car. But like, that's the thing.
That's what you're saying. You said you get drunk and you hook up with someone else.
You're making it too real. It's making out versus fucking drunk driving.
It's cheating on someone.
Yeah, dude, but that's yes, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying alcohol.
You're saying that's a valid excuse.
I right now I'm sober. I'm like, oh my God, it's so stupid to drive drunk. So stupid to like cheat on your girlfriend. But give me like 4 shots of whiskey and I'd be like, yo, I'll drive any car. I'll make out with anybody. Well,
but that's
not 4,
true.
Like 9 shots.
Yeah, right. Okay, well.
But the thing is, I have good friends that wouldn't let me do anything that is so dumb.
I mean, drinking and driving is a whole other level of dumb because you're actually endangering people's lives rather
it's
than just
stupid.
Emotionally ruining someone else's lives. But if you get drunk and cheat on your girlfriend, saying that you got drunk is not a valid excuse. Yes, it is. So you think someone can't get, if you cheated on your girlfriend when you were drunk, she doesn't have the right to get mad at you?
No, she does, because you got drunk and you did something stupid. But it's,
but you don't think that it, but you don't think that tells something about, like, I feel like if, you don't think that's a telling
thing?
If I had a girlfriend
and she cheated on me and she was like, I was blackout drunk, I would be like, okay, I'd dump her immediately. No, don't get
Why?
Me wrong.
It's a valid Cooper. Excuse.
It's not. I'm just saying. I would be less upset. I'd be less upset if she was drunk than if she was stone sober.
Okay, like sure.
She coherently made or consciously made a decision to cheat on me.
Well, she consciously made a decision to get wasted and then didn't give a shit if she cheated on you.
Yeah, that's dangerous too. But I'm saying when I'm wasted,
you. By the way, you're never so wasted that you have zero regard for anything.
Yes, I do.
No.
In Iceland, I was so drunk. I made out with three different people, and I don't even remember doing it.
Would you have made out with your brother?
My brother told me that I did.
Would you have made out with your brother?
Maybe I did. I don't fucking remember
anything. Would you have sex with one of your siblings if you were that drunk?
All right, that's absolutely enough.
If you have zero regard.
Disgusting. Zero regard. Stop it. No, there's like animal instincts inside your body that prevent you from doing that.
Oh, so there we go. Animal instincts inside of your body. So there is a flicker of logic that's still left even after you're drunk.
This is insane.
You know, I've been very drunk, and I've never cheated on someone. How would you explain that? You think I've just never been as drunk
out?
As you?
Have you ever blacked out?
Yeah.
When?
In Iceland.
And you made out with my brother.
You think I've just never been as drunk as you, or you think deep down inside my animal person is better than yours?
Your animal person is different than mine. Is that better or worse? Yes, better. Does that make you inherently a better person than I am? Of course. Yeah. But does that bother me? Yes.
I think you're using but incorrectly.
Am I going to do everything in my power to change? Yes, of course. But is that change possible? Yeah.
So you're saying regardless of how much you're it, like if you get married one day, you'll just stop drinking because once you have 4 to 9 drinks, you are literally incapable.
I'm a danger to myself and others and society. And I think if I'm such an asshole, such a bad guy that
if I had
a wife for 10 years and she birthed three of my lovely children and one of them had a little thing wrong with her, with her leg and we had to get her a corrective brace and we loved her the most, even though she was on a little crutch, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Molly.
Yeah. Little Polly.
Molly, yeah.
Little
Polly.
Polly Molly. We call her Molly Polly.
Yeah. You call her Molly, but like one of your other little kids, always called her Polly growing up. Yeah. So now you call her Polly and it's like this cute
super
thing.
Cute. So then I'm at a bar wasted and someone texts me, I will immediately sleep with them. I'll cheat on my wife, ruin everything. So I just need to not ever. I'm going to give up drinking and texting when I meet my soulmate.
Wow. You're at least smart enough to know that you have no willpower.
Zero.
Zero willpower.
Toda.
What went wrong?
Mama.
What went wrong, mama?
Why did I turn out like this, the way that I am, mama? Oh, mama. What has happened to me? What has become of me, of the son you knew? Oh, mama. The little boy with overalls playing in the backyard, mama. Oh, mama.
Where is that boy, mama?
He goes to raise now, mama. He pops Molly pills and tries to finger 22-year-olds, mama. Why is that okay, mama? I'm scared, mama.
Things got trill.
Things got trill. They really did.
I like talking like a southerner dying at war, talking about popping Molly pills. He's really into MDMA, mama.
Oh, mama. Oh, mama, we broke a bottle of pills and put them in the water, mama. Oh, mama.
Oh, we're listening to Kanye and freaking out, mama.
Oh, mama, it's a dubstep remix, mama. I woke up in a new Bugatti, mama. Oh, mama. I woke up in a new Bugatti, mama.
I love it.
Toda.
I woke up in a new Bugatti, mama. All my friends are rich as fuck, mama. Ooh, yeah. What happened here?
Did we give this guy advice? You say break up with the girlfriend, I say give her another chance.
Wow, that was a surprise ending. Do you think you should... But, I mean, knowing who you are, would you want your girlfriend to give you another chance? No, obviously you're just going to do it again.
Right. It's tough because, like, in your shoes...
I woke up in a new Bugatti, mama.
I would break up with that girl in a heartbeat. And but then also, as a cheater, I would be like, give me another chance.
You live life in your double standard universe.
Yeah, that's true. So I guess if I were you, mm-hmm. which is the title of the show.
The titular line.
I would break up with that hoe. But since I'm her, give her another chance.
Come on, she deserves it. She didn't do anything that bad. She was drunk.
You get that, right?
But if she even looks at another guy, you dump that hoe. Because how dare she hold herself to the same standard that I hold myself?
You put that hoe on blast.
You do him.
Him do you.
Him do you. All right. Let's break it up. Last chance to promote 20 jeans before the holidays.
Oh my goodness. 20 I'm jeans. Wearing a new pair of 20 jeans right now.
Yeah, they're our favorite, one of our, sorry, I shouldn't say favorite, but they're one of our favorite sponsors. One, because they've been with us since day one.
I still die with my day ones.
They have an awesome product. They have super affordable, high quality clothes. And then they also, in addition to that, send us some free swag.
Yo, my swag on point right now.
So
jeans on deck.
What is 20jeans.com? They basically started with the premise that they sell jeans for $20. Jeans should not cost a lot of money, and they do, and there's no real reason for it other than greedy companies marking up their denim legs.
Get off here. Get off your eyewear.
Ride
the elevator down from this ivory tower. These companies bleeding us dry.
You look at that on a macroeconomic level, and these prices are absolutely eye-gouging.
Their jeans are great and cheap, though.
And they also have other articles of clothing that are also super affordable, super comfortable, super classy, and super awesome looking. So please check out 20jeans.com for yourself or for somebody else for the holidays. It's a great gift option. We get a lot of questions about what should I get people. And people like awesome, trendy, cool clothes.
That's true.
And this is a great way to do it without breaking the bank. That being said... I can afford very nice clothes.
Small.
What?
Petty.
I'm doing very
loser.
All right for myself.
Your dad wrote you a check last night. I saw it.
Yeah.
And you looked at it and you said, this isn't enough.
Because it was Hanukkah and Thanksgiving, and it was just a Hanukkah gift.
Oh, my God. You don't get a Thanksgiving gift.
I do get a Thanksgiving gift.
You,
I absolutely do get a Thanksgiving gift.
I was here at your house over the summer, and you said I get an August 2nd gift.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's Boxing Day.
Loser.
It's a administrative assistant appreciation day, actually. And whether it's a Hallmark or a real holiday, I get paid. But if you're not spoiled rotten, you can still check out 20jeans.com for some super affordable clothes.
True.
That's that. Anything else you want to bring up on this breaky break?
No, not really.
You're going home tomorrow?
Yeah.
You haven't been home in quite a minute.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see my mama.
Yeah.
And my daddy. My mommy and my daddy and my sisters and my brother.
Yeah.
And that'll be nice.
Yeah.
I like my family.
But there's no girls at home. What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to...
Are you going to take a mental break?
1A, take a mental break. That would be the best.
Uh-huh.
I just sleep, rest, go to the gym. I'm going to start climbing again.
Wow. You're going to get your life back on track.
Yeah, start eating healthy.
Uh-huh.
Be the person that I see in my mind when I shut my eyes.
The person that you want to be in the morning, not at night.
Yeah. Option number two, 2B, is I just pop on Tinder in New Haven.
Oh, see what's what.
See what's what. See what's up.
See what's up in the Yale scene.
That's what's up.
I feel like you're going to start doing 1A for a couple days, then realize that you need it, the itch. It's still there.
Yeah. I mean, that was, oh, fuck. Yeah.
What?
I don't want anyone to hear the story that I was about to tell.
That way you know it's good. We should do a paid podcast episode where Jake has zero filter rather than this 1% filter that he has.
Right, can you imagine what I'm not saying?
Yeah. Yes, I can, because I know what you're not saying.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Is there a story so bad that you wouldn't even tell me?
Probably not.
I appreciate Maybe. That.
Maybe.
Thank you. No, probably yeah. not. I'll take that.
Yeah.
No, your first answer
If you had
was...
a girlfriend and I hooked up with her, I wouldn't right, tell you.
Quentin, I appreciate the full honesty. You said probably not, and I really do appreciate that.
Probably not.
What?
Probably not's true. Probably not.
Yeah, actually, definitely not. Definitely there's
excuse
nothing that
you'd, excuse
you'd keep between
You're
us.
You're changing my answer in real time.
Thank you so much.
It's not even your letter.
You know
like
what?
A,
as
a
far
chance.
As the other way goes, I also definitely won't.
Oh, Jesus.
Unless
Christ.
There's something that's so bad that I might not tell you.
All right. Yeah.
And I apologize. No. You don't get that right.
What?
You don't get the same right that I do.
This is such
For you,
a...
it's no holds barred. And for me, some bars are held, actually. All right. Let's get back to it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This question is written by somebody named Tomato.
Of course. Sure.
The hybrid today is seeded vegetables or seeded fruit or all fruits have seeds. Let's not even get any more into it than we already have.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you read this question.
Hey, guys. Been following you guys for a long time, and it was time to ask a question. I met this girl on Facebook because she goes to a university near me. This was 6 months ago. We hit it off, and we texted each other over the last period of high school and summer. After she came and moved into her dorm, I live at home. She actually drunk called me at least 20 times for 2 nights in a row. We've met once, and I've been trying to escalate this, but she's told me in a heart-to-heart that she has extreme social and trust anxiety because of past people. I don't know what to do now. I really, really care for her, but I guess it won't work with her even though I know she has feelings. Any sort of advice of what to do from here would be awesome. Thanks, guys. Love you. Best, Tomato.
this sounds like this relationship is starting off on the right foot.
Yeah. Jeez. No trust issues, never meeting, or never hanging out, never seeing each other in drunk dials?
Drunk dials. Here's the thing about relationships. In the beginning is everyone on their absolute best behavior.
Yeah.
On the first date is the nicest best you will ever see your partner.
Best.
And it's also the nicest best you'll ever portray yourself.
I'm on my best behavior.
If this is starting at drunk dialing 20 times for 2 nights in a row, where does it go from there? How does it devolve? Like, what's her true self if her on her best behavior is 20 drunk dials in 2 nights?
Yeah, I don't know. It's also like... She's drunk dialed me 20 times for two nights in a row. I thought the rest of the question was just going to be like, how do I stop this?
Yeah.
And like, how do I escalate it? What do you... excuse you?
You want 40 calls?
You want more? This sounds like Bad News Bears for sure.
And yet he wants more.
I feel like it's escalated beyond a point of comfort for a certain.
You know what his fucking problem is?
He loves bad bitches.
I think he loves bad bitches. That's his fucking problem.
Jesus,
he loves bad bitches. That's his fucking problem. Yeah, yeah. He likes to fuck.
Yeah,
he's got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, then bring your girl to the crib. Maybe I can solve it. Hey.
So this guy, maybe...
Beast.
What if he likes crazy girls? Does anybody love crazy girls? You kind of like crazy girls.
Yeah.
But this is too crazy for you, or you're into it?
Into it.
You're into 20 drunk dials and 20 in 2 nights?
I don't know. I'm into it. Yeah.
If there was a girl that you had a crush on that you hadn't slept with yet and she just kept on calling you drunk...
Oh, no. Sorry, you're right. No, of course not.
That wouldn't get you into it.
No. I think I like a little crazy. I like some hidden crazy. I feel like there's also some kind of like spark where like I'll hook up with someone and then only later do I realize, oh, she crazy.
Yeah, you like that, like you bite into a slice of pizza and you're like, oh, that's a little spicy, but you're not just gonna eat like a fucking habanero pepper.
No.
Yeah, like you like that. Spice. You like that.
I like sriracha. Yeah. That should not ghost pepper. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And to complete the metaphor, I don't like crazy girls at all, and I hate spicy food.
Wow, insane.
That's weird.
Yeah. Can I tickle your foot?
I'd love to tickle your little foot.
It's right by my hand down here. Are you ticklish? Okay, I'm gonna tickle you actually.
Get off of me. I'm gonna tickle you. That's such a funny thing you can do.
Actually, tickle attack.
What?
Yeah. There's a full-blown tickle attack, bud.
You know what would be funny is if a guy and a girl are fighting, or a guy and a guy are fighting, and then the other guy just like tickles them. Like,
I used to do
you
that.
You can't not laugh during a tickle, and it's so funny because you're mad, but you're also cracking up.
Yeah, there's I have a theory, a method for getting over fights,
and it's tickling.
I used to know, well, not tickling. I used to always do this. If you're like upset with somebody and you guys are arguing and just like not on the same page, I would just be like, let's just lie down and hug and have the same exact conversation. But it's like, as soon as you're lying down and hugging, like if a girl's like lying on my chest and I have my arms around her, it's just like, oh, okay, we're connected, we're in love, we're gonna be like a little more nice to each other. But when you're sitting across the room just like screaming at each other, you never get anything done.
So that's the good example of your dichotomy. It's like you're a monster, but you also have these very genuinely nice, romantic, thoughtful little life hacks.
Yeah, I just think about them with so many different people that it makes me bad.
So what should we tell this guy?
I guess
she has extreme social and trust anxiety.
I will say that, like, you're being nice and like not pushing it because you think that she has like trust issues. But for her to tell you that she has trust issues means that she wants to trust you.
Oh,
so I think you can just say, I'm someone that you can trust if you are. Because if you're not, like, whenever a girl says something like that to me, I'm like, oh, okay, I am not trustworthy. You shouldn't. But so if she's like really opening up and she's nervous about trusting you, but you can be a support system for her, then you should tell her.
And I'm going to give the old, if I were you and a lady drunk dialed me 20 times in two nights, I'm blocking her fucking phone number.
Yeah.
She's out of my life.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a reason that she has trust issues. Maybe like she is sort of crazy and pushes a lot of people away.
Right.
But if you feel like you want to break down these walls and just try to be with her, then I say fucking go for it, man.
Go for it. Or give up forever.
You say tomato, I say tomato, I guess.
You say tomato, I say tomato. So we have that in common. Should we get to the last question?
Yes.
Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. Let's call this guy
Pizza.
Fort. No, watermelon works, actually.
Oh, very nice.
Hey guys,
had an agenda this entire show.
Clearly, you wanted to get to watermelon. You wouldn't even allow pizza.
As funny as it was.
All right, watermelon writes. I think I'm a couple years older than you guys, but Jake reminds me of myself when I was in my 20s. I was slaying lots of ass, getting away with everything. Married chicks, strippers, no condoms, no problems. Now, I've settled for a few years. I met a lady who I love and is beautiful and is fun to be with and make loads of money. She is posh and a diva. For her to keep making all this money, she has to travel a lot, weeks at a time. This means my still strong sex drive gets put on hold weeks at a time. To relieve this pressure when the wife is gone, I have a couple of porn stars I watch and whack to on my iPad. The wife knows this happens and doesn't care. No biggie. Here's the problem. One of my favorite porn stars has become pregnant and stopped making videos for a while. She tweeted a link to her Amazon wish list for some products that she likes. As a congrats on the baby and a big thanks for keeping me entertained while the wife is gone, would it be okay for me to buy this adult star a gift from her wish list? Something fairly cheap, but nice. I've always enjoyed surprising people with thoughtful gifts, but is this crossing the line? What would you do in this situation? Do nothing? Discreetly do a kind gesture for this porn star or soon-to-be mother? What would you do in this situation? Would you do nothing or discreetly do a kind gesture for this porn star / soon-to-be mother? Season the cheese and squeezing them D's. Watermelon.
Toda watermelon.
Wonderfully worded question.
Very nice.
And very unique.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel weird when somebody's older than us giving advice. Like, you're smarter than we are.
Yeah, and it's like his problem is like an awesome problem to have. He's like, my wife goes out of town, so I, you know, just masturbate and she's fine with it. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, cool.
You have
an iPad. Neat, sir.
Of course it was written from an iPad. No doubt he watches porn on an iPad. This guy's fucking got his shit together. Amazon wish list for porn stars?
That's normal.
What is that? Like a tip jar?
Yeah, sort of. Like, I don't know. They have, like, any porn star's Twitter has, like, a link to an Amazon wish list. And
they're just like, hey, you watched me fuck. Clearly, you want to impress me.
It's like for people who have, like, crushes on porn stars. When we went to Burning Man with April, she got a bike. Somebody bought her a bike.
That's such a weird thing. Like, what are the guys that are buying them a bike? Do they actually just want to say, hey, thanks? Or do they think that it'll help get in somebody's pants?
I think that's my problem with this guy's question, where it's like, it's a discreet, kind gesture. And, like, if you think you're like me, then I know that there are motivations, like, deeper than that, where it's like, you just want to be on this chick's radar.
Maybe she'll see you.
Tweets at you thanks, and then you respond, you're like, no problem. Then she looks at your Twitter bio picture and she like, oh, this guy's kind of cute. Maybe she starts following you, maybe you direct message her, maybe you guys exchange numbers, then you start texting, sexting, then all of a sudden your wife's out of town, you're on kayak, you're flying her into fucking Ohio or wherever you live, and all of a sudden you're in love with a porn star and she's got a goddamn kid. And that's not okay.
Oh, my God. You're thinking, that's only thinking 12 hours ahead is the crazy part. All that happened in the course of a day and a half.
I don't know. It sounds like you shouldn't do it. I think you should just keep on jerking off to her.
Yeah. That way you still get to jerk off to her, but you don't lose money.
Hey. That seems wins. Like,
yeah. And your wife won't find out that you bought a fucking Blendtec to a porn star.
I think she wanted some Blendtec.
She wanted a fucking diaper warmer.
Oh, no.
Watermelon, what's this little line item here? You bought someone a crib? What was that? Oh, yeah. Oh. It was a pregnant porn star.
Actually.
What do you mean?
If you must know, you go out of town and I buy gifts for porn stars.
What, like to sleep with them? No. I just go on their Amazon wish list, you know, like a registry, a baby registry of sorts to this... woman that I've sort of masturbated to watching her get fucked, and I buy her a pacifier, a set of 12.
I think I divorce you.
What?
Yeah.
but all I did was
I'm taking my money, and you're out on your ass.
Yeah, it seems like it's a very, it's risk with no reward.
Truth.
That's our last question.
The end forever.
Actually. We just answered every question we've ever gotten.
So we thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It is sobering and it is sombering.
It really is absolutely. And it's macabring.
I think it really is.
My cock ring is macabring.
Yeah.
It's saddening and maddening. Fattening. Yo, it's like I can't understand. I'm feeling these emotions and going through the motions. I can't quite explain this roller coaster of Mullen.
Yo, I'm in love with a porn star and she's got a kid. Want to raise it from a little guy. Tell he's big. My wife's out of town, so I'll browse around on Amazon.com.
Don't be a clown. I had that idea of getting Shockwave and Lynn to do freestyle raps.
We just killed it. They couldn't do a better job than us.
What?
I think Shockwave is a better beatboxer than this.
God. That microphone is so wet now. So this podcast is now a reminder to ask me to have him do that. That'll be a fun episode. Speaking of episodes, this one is done.
Peace.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. That email address, again, if you want to email us, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Still accepting theme song submissions. That awesome one at the beginning was Vince Valentine's. Think you can do better than him? We'd love to hear it. No, seriously, in a non-sarcastic way, we'd actually love to hear your attempts at a theme
song. We also don't think you can do better than him.
No, we've gotten some pretty awesome ones.
Prove us wrong.
They're all cool. They're all good in their own unique way.
But his was the best.
Yeah.
Vinny Valentine, let's go out. Let's be friends.
And this last one, we're going to end with a different one from a lady named Shirley. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Later.
Hey, you. Don't turn it down. Go to iTunes or SoundCloud. These two Jews will give you some advice. Might not be nice, but it's all right.